Embroidered Truths, A Needlecraft Mystery, by Monica Ferris, read by Melissa Hughes. Disc 1.
Toda es según el color del cristal con que se mira. Everything depends on the color of the glass you see through. Spanish saying. Chapter 1. It was a glorious spring morning in Excelsior. Trees were showing off their bright new leaves, and while tulips were dropping their petals, lilacs and lily of the valley were sweetening air, already throbbing with the call of robins. Betsy would have left the door of Cruel World open if her shop manager Godwin had been there. Uncharacteristically, he was late, so she had to keep it closed so its bing would warn her of a customer's entrance. She was busily rearranging the back of the shop. The idea came from Susan Greening Davis, whose newsletter had become Betsy's great guide. The layout of a shop should be changed at intervals of, say, 6 months, suggested Ms. Davis. Regular customers typically went to the same spot to look at familiar stock, and moving merchandise to a new spot would make them hunt around and perhaps discover a new designer or even a new skill. One of the happiest things a shop owner can hear is a customer crying, "I didn't know you had these." Interestingly, rearranging the layout would often bring a similar cry from an employee, occasionally even a shop owner. Of course, if something has been on a shelf so long even the owner has forgotten it, it should go into the deep discount basket by the cash register forthwith. On the other hand, there is, or should be,